What if I have hearing loss? 9 out of 10. If information being essentially visual was a difficulty in the previous chapter, it's clearly a positive thing for players who depend on it. In fact, in most of Hellblade 2's mechanics, gameplay information is reinforced visually or through vibrations. As we've seen, for combat, flashing lights tell you when and how the enemy is attacking and how to respond. There's one game phase we haven't mentioned yet, and that's Dream Labyrinths. At times, Senua finds herself projected into her own mind and confronted with that of her father. During these phases, you have to explore areas with several exits, one of which is the correct exit and several which are fatal. You'll be guided in your choices since the environment turns red when you head down the wrong path. So, on the auditory side, the problem will mainly be following the story and verbal exchanges. In this respect, you can fine-tune the volume and audio source mix from the audio menu. This helps reduce disturbing sources like music, or environmental noises like rain and wind. Next, you'll need high-quality subtitles to follow the story and discussions with other characters. In Hellblade 2, you have a wide range of settings. You can adjust font size and color and add an opaque background. A rarely seen option is that the game proposes copying console settings. In fact, you've most certainly set the console's menus to suit your needs. Hellblade 2 will use the same settings with just one click. Note that you can add a slight outline to the letters. This is an interesting option to help dyslexic players by enhancing each letter's contrast. You can also add speaker direction. When this setting is turned on, the subtitle box's corner turns white to indicate direction. But it's very subtle and not very visible in the midst of the game. Beware, too, of Senua's particularity, she constantly hears voices. The voices talk a lot and come from many overlapping sources, both external and internal. These three different voices are placed in three clearly identified spots. Both internal voices comment on everything you do and alert you to dangers. They appear in the bottom banner of the screen, one on the left and the other on the right. Actual discussions with other characters are displayed in the subtitle box. So, that's a lot of text to read at the same time. The internal voice subtitles are short and scroll through very quickly since there isn't much room in the lower banner. Senua is facing a magic door. Nobody's speaking in-game, and yet there are texts on screen. The environment displays what you can hear, screams, as well as Senua's two inner voices, at the bottom left and right. Both encourage Senua to look for the signs. For most of the game, visual support allows you to play without too much difficulty apart from surprises from enemies jumping you, but this is the case for everyone. They're meant to startle you without betraying their arrival.